Welcome to the Manifestillionaire Podcast. Today's episode is... it's not going to be normal. I'm not going to do any reading. What I am going to do is process. You know, over the last couple weeks, I let you guys down. I didn't, post any episodes. And I tried. Man, you know, I tried... I sat down, I did my podcast intro like I normally do, and I was just reading Neville and talking, and I got 10 minutes in, and I was like, man, I just can't. You probably don't know what happened, that's totally understandable, but a couple things have happened. My girlfriend's ex-husband died, and it's been one of the craziest fucking 2 weeks, 3 weeks I've experienced in a really long time. You know, I was in a business trip in LA, and my girlfriend called me and, told me about this, you know, and I came home as soon as I could. And, over the last 2 weeks, I've really been doing my best to comfort her, to be there for her. But it's been hard. You know, I'm 26 years old. I've never dealt with something like this, and I've dealt with a lot of shit in my life. You probably know. But this is just something that was so hard for me to wrap my head around, to speak about, so many feelings and emotions. And I attended his funeral and met his family. It was just very emotional. I remember coming home that Sunday and my nervous system was just shot. It was just shot. It was so overrun. I was almost insensitive to touch, to feeling, because there's just so many emotions. And that happened. And then a couple days later, I find out a closer friend of mine passed away, who was a little bit younger than me, 24, healthy. I still don't know the cause of death, but it's been a crazy couple of weeks, and you know, it's been really, really hard for me to get my head back into my business, get my head into this podcast, because it's been a growing experience. It's been a learning experience, because even in these situations, you know, I'm learning to integrate Neville, what we learn. You know, I'm focusing on feeling the full emotions of them, but I really want to integrate the very things that I'm sharing and teaching you in my own life. And I guess that's really what happens. When you put yourself in a position to influence people, I think inadvertently you attract challenges that challenge you to become an even better version of what you're already doing, right? You know, and oftentimes I think we can look at them as roadblocks, because we say, oh, you know, I took a step out in faith and I did what I love. I started to do what I love, and then this happened. And what I've been considering lately is maybe these things, not maybe, I'm definitely convinced these things, these circumstances, as we may not understand why we attracted them, they can be summarized as events that present us with the opportunity to grow, present us with the opportunity to learn a new perspective, to become more, to love more, to understand more. Understanding, you know, that's really what I've been seeking over the last couple of weeks. You know, I spend a lot of my time alone. When I'm not, you know, either doing business or with my girl. I mean, I spend really all my time alone at that point, if I'm not in a meeting or with a friend. And so I've been really seeking, you know, what it means to have understanding here. How can I serve here better? How can I love here better? How can I be here better? And sometimes I'll be honest with you, it feels like what in the hell is going on? And that's why I don't sit here and claim to be a guru or a know-it-all, because I'm not. You know, I've gotten access to some higher concepts through years and years and years of intentional seeking. But, you know, I am just as fallible as any other human being. And I'm not going to be ashamed to admit that, because it's the freaking truth. And I think it's super important that while we're understanding these concepts, you know, we aim to cease seeing things through the lens of dualism, right? I don't think we can become more aware of who we really are if we continue to see things through the lens of dualism, and dualism being right versus wrong, dark versus light. I think that when we begin to embrace the harmony of both, in all aspects of life, dark, light, good, evil, when we can embrace, truly embrace and accept good and evil, or dark and light being two facets of the same source, I think it helps us better understand our own lives, love our own lives, and in turn, understand and love the people around us. Because when we are pitted in a light versus dark mindset or reality, you know, it is very story-like. You know, that's why we love stories as humans, because as humans, we come into this world really with a natural lens of duality, light versus the dark. You know, the greatest stories in history are themed with light versus dark. But I aim to pose a question about that. And the question is, what if dark and light are not enemies? What if good and evil are not enemies? What if they're brothers? What if they're sisters? Children, manifestations of the same source. And I tend to believe this, you know. One of the things I love about Neville is that he goes way back into ancient literature. And one of those ancient literature that Neville references that he calls the first principle is from the Emerald Tablets that were written by Hermes Trismegistus. And in the Emerald Tablets, there are the seven hermetic laws of the universe. And I'm not going to open them up right now. You can definitely look them up if you want to. I think they are very imperative for us to kind of understand if we're looking to leave dualism and really embrace the unity and harmony of everything. But one of those is essentially the principle of polarity. And the principle of polarity is essentially, I'm not going to quote it, but essentially talks about this. Light and dark, they're not enemies. Good and evil, they're not enemies. They're facets, they're aspects, singular aspects of an infinite source. They're more manifestations of rather than entities in and of themselves. And so when we begin to understand this, it allows us to easier process things like death. Because if I understand that the same life that is in me, that's giving me life, giving me the ability to say anything to you right now, is the same life that's allowing you to understand what I'm saying and receive it and integrate it into your life, then I think we can come to the conclusion that if you die, you, as an individual, John Smith, is what's dying. The references and names and labels that you carried as a human is dying, but the life that animated your humanity, your what some people call meat suit, does not cease to exist. And this takes us to the law of thermodynamics. I'm not really sure. I'm not the most skilled physicist, but essentially talking about that matter can't be, energy can't be created or destroyed. It only changes form, right? So the concept here is that I am not my body. You are not your body. You're what gives life to your body. You are what gives life to your thoughts. You are what gives life to your emotions. I am what gives life to everything in my world. And when I identify as that life transcends the life of the human body. It transcends the existence of humanity. I mean, there's so many implications when it comes to looking at this kind of stuff. And I love it because it helps me grow. It helps me better deal with these things without escaping from them. My cat agrees. I do not apologize because he's very cute. But I think it's really important, two things. One, that we allow ourselves to feel emotions. It's super important, even as quote-unquote spiritual people. It's super important that we fully feel our emotions. I think it's equally important that we examine our emotions as we're on this path of growth and spirituality into leaving dualism and entering into a harmony of everything. I think it's important, equally important, as feeling our emotions as we examine them. We examine our mindsets, our concepts of what happens when death occurs, when disattachment happens, when disengagement happens, right? And I was talking a while back to my girlfriend about this. It's I don't think when death happens, it's not the person that we miss. It's the aspects of the person. It's their quirks, their personalities, their favorite colors, their favorite teams. What we miss is our interactions with them. And so when somebody dies, the loss that we feel is more so about the fact that those interactions felt so unique. They felt so individual and specific, and they were. They were unique in relation to every other experience you've had in this world. But I think when we begin to understand that the very life that gave life to those aspects that we loved, the life that gave life to those quirks that we loved, we realize that whether or not a person dies, they're always with us simply because they are our life and we are theirs. There was really no separation from the beginning. There's not me and him and you and her. It's I and I and I and I. One I living in everything, giving life to everything. And that's what, you know, these events always do this stuff to me, and I'm so grateful. It really causes me to take a look at the big picture. What is the big picture here? Well, the big picture is that, look, there was one life giving life to everything, and this entire world, this physical three-dimensional experience of the universe is simply a movie that we are living through. Because outside of this third dimension, fourth dimension, there is no linear experience of time as you and I experience it now. It's time becomes like a valley. You can drop into different points. Really, what you and I are experiencing right now, when we take a step back and look at the bigger picture, it's already happened. It's yet to happen. It's happening all simultaneously, the past, the present, and the future, all existing as one. And the life that animates the universe animates us. And if we're willing to learn, if we're willing to discipline our minds, our attention, our focus, we can leverage this power to create a life that we love, where we're fulfilled on soul levels. We're not just engaging in sensual pleasures. And don't get me wrong, I love sensual pleasures. I love the human experience. But the human experience is in no way separate from divinity. The human experience is divinity personified. There's so much that I've been just thinking about and pondering over the last couple of weeks. Over the last couple of days, I got really sick, the flu and the shakes. We've got three companies right now. Two of them are in the process of launch. Well, actually, every single one of them is in the process of launching a product of sorts. It's been wild. It's been crazy. And I've taken a step back. And that's exactly why I feel like I was able to come here today and just talk to you. And I appreciate you listening. There's something soothing about me being able to share this, just like this. It helps me, and I hope it helps you. That's why I created this podcast, because I wanted to share my experiences, my journeys, my understanding with you in the hope that you can take something away from it and be empowered and be excited and grow because my biggest desire is to see humanity become what I know she can be, something so amazing and majestic and glorious. And she already is that. But I'm talking about the way we can live, the experiences we can have, the abundance that is to be had, the thriving that is to be done, the unity that is to be experienced, all comes through spiritual growth, personal growth and understanding, a continuous progression of increasing embracing of ourselves and inadvertently the world around us. So let me get some water really quick. Thanks for listening to me today. I hope that you're doing well. I hope that you're doing great. Because we're all in this together. We're all growing together. I'm not your guru. I'm just like you. And so if anything, I hope these podcasts, they encourage you to question things you've always believed that aren't in alignment with some of the things that are being stated here. You know, that question your ideas about your separation from the world around you, or the permanence of illness and depression and all these things. I hope you discover the courage to live new life, to explore new life, to experience thriving life. And with that said, talk to you soon.